Are you a Seattle resident?
Well, I grew up in Seattle, but I'm now living a mile south of it. I mean, an hour south of it. And but it's it, but yeah, it's kind of been the big city I grew up with, in the city I know best, a city that's fascinated me the longest.
And not one that was on the map until this World's Fair that it's the subject of.
Right. Yeah, because back in 1962, it seemed like kind of a fluke that Seattle would get a World's Fair, given that World's Fairs were a pretty big deal back then, and they were competing with Chicago and New York, and so it seemed almost like a mistake. And so that they were able to pull it off just kind of struck me as this really interesting point in the history of Seattle, and kind of an event that embodied this dream big ambition of Seattle, of wanting to become a big league city in such a hurry. And that 1962 was just a mid-sized outpost that most people, didn't know how to pronounce and thought the word rhymed with beetle. And then all of a sudden you got the World's Fair, at a time when it was World's Fairs were something that people went to see, things that they couldn't see anywhere else. So yeah, I thought it kind of launched modern Seattle, which is why I wanted to start it there.
And it sort of jumps back between two historical, contemporary
Right.
and the past.
1962 and 2001, and the reason I did that is I liked 62 for kind of the city coming of age. And I like 2001, kind of the midlife crisis with the dot-com implosion, which was really centered in Seattle in many ways. And so you had the economy was in the tank again, and the boom-bust city had busted again. And I liked the power of kind of old Seattle versus new Seattle, going head-to-head, chapter by chapter, as a way to try to illustrate the city.
Let's talk about the sort of protagonists in each frame.
Okay.
In the 60s, we've got this amazing man who's driving the project, and he's taken over from the man who first got the idea.
Right. So it's Roger Morgan, and he's a real young man. He's just 30 years old, and he drew the Space Needle as an idea on a napkin, and 400 days later, it actually gets built, which is based on the true story of how that happened. And so I wanted him. I kind of tried to create a character who I thought was the embodiment of Seattle, the walking, talking metaphor of the city, and that he's charming. Charming, ambitious, and not as wholesome as he seems, which is kind of the way I see the city in general.
And in the modern frame, you have a reporter.
Right. And I wanted somebody to come in, since Roger is kind of the quintessential Seattle booster, ambitious optimist. I wanted to have somebody come in from the east who wasn't immediately wowed by the city, and who was skeptical and cynical about just how charming the city was, just how much of a legend Roger deserved to be, and whether the fair was even a big deal in the first place. So I wanted somebody to come in with a critical eye on everything, and so that is the collision I set up as well.
You pick an interesting time because the fair is literally opening day
Right,
when you
when the book
join it.
starts, yeah.
And I thought, well, that's interesting because all the hard work that Roger did is basically over. All the arm twisting, all the pleading, all the come on, all the
Right.
naysaying, it's all kind of behind him. And now it's the meeting, Count Basie, and
Yeah.
shaking hands with the, and arranging for the president's speech to come in over speakers, and hanging out with Elvis
Yeah.
and stuff like that. I'm trying to figure out why choose that? Why not do more of the of
The
seeing
build-up.
Roger in action?
But it's a good question, and I thought about it at times, but I thought that you would get enough of him in action, being the operator running the fair, to get a get a feel for his personality, and what he did to actually make the fair happen would be kind of lurking in the background a little bit. And I thought, just from a reader entertainment vantage, having them at the fair and making the fair as vivid as possible would just be a nice contrast from the 2001 world of kind of an investigation that's going on, looking back at 62 and this guy. And so, I found the fair itself just to be a good stage that I wanted to play on. And so, the stuff beforehand, if I was going to rewrite it, would I try to tunnel more of that in there somehow? Maybe, I'm not sure.
The book is Truth Like the Sun. I've been speaking with the novelist Jim Lynch, and Truth Like the Sun is published by Knopf.